We can go on to some news items now, and we'll start with the natural world of butterflies and turtle doves, and follow up with a bit more of an international flavour. Butterfly numbers in Norfolk plummeted by 24% last year, equating to almost 13,000 less than the previous year. Butterfly Conservation Norfolk said that 40,698 butterflies were counted in 2024 compared to 53,595 in 2023. The wider countryside butterfly scheme also recorded a 43% fall, with an average of 48 butterflies per count in 24 compared to 84 in 23. The charity said that some of the most common butterflies were among the hardest hit, with peacock numbers down 59% and red admiral down 49%. Small tortoiseshell numbers were down 62% compared to 23, on top of the previous year's drop of 84%. County butterfly recorder David Prince said many factors will have contributed to these figures, but the most noticeable one was the weather. Butterflies are extremely reliant on the good weather. Unfortunately, we had rain, and lots of it. The rain continued above average for almost every month, right up to the beginning of July, which resulted in many of the pupae failing to hatch, leading to low numbers of emerging adults.
And there are fresh fears for a much-loved East Anglian farmland bird after EU bans on shooting it were lifted. Hunters in Spain, France and Italy can now target turtle doves again as they migrate across their countries from Africa to breed in the UK and other northern European countries. It comes just months after the RSPB hailed a positive year for the species in 2024, praising farmers for their efforts to help conserve it. The EU will now allow hunters to shoot 132,000 doves, following numbers increasing in Western Europe after a hunting ban that came into effect in 2021. It remains at risk in the UK, where there are reckoned to be 3,600 breeding territories. Numbers of the birds have not increased in countries where the ban has not been enforced, such as Austria, Bulgaria and Greece, according to the charity BirdLife Europe.
City students have told the stories of Norfolk's fishing history in an evocative new documentary. The two-year project, undertaken by BTEC Media and A-level Film Studies students at City College, Norwich, has helped throw light on the smacks and wherries, which were once a regular sight on the county's waterways. Smack boats were a traditional type of fishing boat that was used to transport live lobsters off the east coast for much of the 19th century. They were designed to allow seawater to circulate in a tank with holes in it, keeping the animals fresh. Wherries are cargo boats dating to the 1600s, which were used extensively in the Norfolk Broads. Today, only a few enthusiasts keep the tradition alive, and City College's documentary features interviews with three local sailors who are passionate about preserving the boats and their way of life for future generations. The film was produced with support from the National Lottery Heritage, Arts Council England and Norfolk Museums.
A convoy of Norfolk firefighters will drive five ex-service vehicles across Europe to deliver life-saving equipment to Ukraine. The 15 Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service volunteers will join a UK convoy of 30 fire appliances carrying more than 15,000 pieces of equipment. The effort is part of a UK-wide campaign coordinated by the National Fire Chiefs Council. Tom Diper, crew manager and volunteer driver, said, "As firefighters, you're only as good as the equipment at your disposal. So if this goes some way to helping our colleagues on the ground in Ukraine to do their jobs and to save lives, then the trip will have been worth it." Since the start of the invasion, 411 Ukrainian fire stations have been destroyed and 1,700 fire vehicles lost. The initiative aims to replace at least some of those crucial resources.
The Bishop of Norwich has returned from Jerusalem and the West Bank, his first visit since the October 7th Hamas attacks. The short trip aimed to support Palestinian Christians and the Anglican Archbishop in Jerusalem, Archbishop Hazam. The bishop met Palestinian farmers, held a communion service in a cave near Bethlehem, and engaged with a rabbi and Jewish Israelis involved in environmental projects. Bishop Graham said it was simultaneously challenging, sobering, bewildering, and uplifting to be with Palestinian Christians as we approach Holy Week and to assure them of the prayers of the people in the Church of England. He added, seeing the work of all those trying to bring peace to this land was heartening. Seeing the daily trauma and threat that they face was heartbreaking. As the Church of England's lead bishop for the environment, Bishop Graham focused on ecology and land rights during his visit.
Norfolk companies have inadvertently drawn a tiny island in the Pacific Ocean into Donald Trump's trade war, after a mix-up over shipments landed it with a whopping tariff. US officials appear to have misinterpreted goods coming from an aquarium firm in Horsham St. Faith's and an engineering company in Diss as originating from Norfolk Island, more than 10,000 miles away. It meant the Australian territory, home to just 2,188 people, was surprised to be hit with 29% tariffs this week, despite saying it has no trading relationship with the US at all. This is 19% higher than the rest of Australia. George Plant, the island's administrator, said islanders have been left scratching their heads as to why they're facing such high tariffs when their economy relies predominantly on tourism. Norfolk Island is about 870 miles east of the Australian mainland, and its main export is evergreen pine, a species native to the island and which adorns its flag.
A striking piece of Russian artwork, which has been housed at a Norwich art museum on borrowed time, could now have a permanent home in the city. Plans lodged with Norwich City Council seek permission to permanently keep Tatlin's Tower at the Sainsbury Centre. The model was first erected at the Sculpture Park 8 years ago and is a scaled-down replica of one of the most famous buildings never to be built. The original tower was designed to dwarf the Eiffel Tower in Paris as a 400-metre-high monument to the 1917 Bolshevik Revolution in Russia. Vladimir Tatlin was one of the most important artists of the Soviet avant-garde and the constructivism movement, characterized by geometric shapes and industrial materials. He is most famous for his design for the monument to the Third International, more commonly known as Tatlin's Tower, which he began in 1919. However, the ambitious structure was never built due to a lack of resources.
Millions more will be spent to improve services for bus passengers in Norfolk after the County Council was handed a £16 million boost. County Hall officers say the money will mean more rural buses, increased evening services, and up to 100 new bus shelters. By combining the new government cash with money yet to be spent through other funding streams, it means £34 million is available for the Conservative Council's bus service improvement plan. That plan also includes proposed new travel hubs, linking up bus stops, cycle and walking routes at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, Sheringham and Stanton, Diss and King's Lynn. A Norfolk County Council spokeswoman said, "This £34 million to spend will allow us to continue with the improvements across the county. We hope to enhance more services to help fill the rural gaps and provide people with more evening services."